And I'm Lori Walsh. The 81st annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is underway. Well, yesterday we talked about the workers churning the economy as thousands of bikers converge on the event. Today we're talking collisions, citations, and arrests. South Dakota Highway Patrol Captain Jason Ketterling is with us for that. Captain Ketterling, welcome to The Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Could you talk for just a moment about the law enforcement and policing preparations ahead of the rally? What does this operation for public safety really look like?
Well, you know, it really begins shortly thereafter, the preceding year as well. So it's a continuous process. We've been fortunate. You know, we've had it out here for several years in a row now, and we work together out here as a group, both state, federal, county, and city law enforcement agencies coming together, and it really is a team effort. We're fortunate to have those relationships built and gel so good together, but it takes a lot of planning, effort, and staffing, as you can about imagine.
Yeah, let's start with collisions or accidents. That's one of the things we always sort of look for, especially hoping for no fatalities or fatal accidents. What can you tell us about collisions this year as compared to previous years?
Well, you know, last year was a little bit of an anomaly, I would say, as far as what the pandemic and everything that brought into it and its impact on the crowd that we had. You know, we've seen our crash numbers remain about where they were at this point last year. We have had one reported fatality so far this week, and we've seen an increase in crashes overall. We had even leading up to the rally as well. I think one of the unique things we saw yesterday was the increase of crashes that we had in the Southern Hills area. I mean, if you've been out here at all, it's very obvious we've got a good crowd out here this year.
Yeah. All right. How about DUI arrests?
DUI arrests are running about the same they were last year, you know, and very typical of the rally. You know, we always are pushing the don't drink and drive campaign. That's no different during this rally as well. And unfortunately, we are making some arrests with some impaired drivers out there on the roads.
Yeah. What are we seeing for drug arrests? And particularly, I'm wondering if we're seeing any kind of impact or confusion from what's been happening in the state about approving marijuana. How are we handling, you know, drug arrests? What sort of drugs are you picking up this year?
Well, it's a mix, and it typically always is. You know, there have been some changes with the marijuana laws recently and continue to a little bit. But, you know, really yesterday was a little bit of a busier drug arrest day than we've had before. With some drug arrests, but for the most part, they're also again remaining about the same, just down slightly though.
Yeah. All right. To clarify for listeners, recreational marijuana is not currently legal in the state of South Dakota. Is that something that you're focusing on? How do you, when people talk about enforcement on marijuana charges, possession charges, do you have an overall policy?
Yeah, we do. We have a framework that we're enforcing. The laws and regulations on it, and it seems to be working well. So,
all right, Captain Ketterling, anything else that you wanted to add on some of the policing efforts in Sturgis this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think we're going to see, due to some events going on in Wyoming today, we will see an influx of traffic traveling from Sturgis over into Wyoming. So, any travelers that are out in this area, just be aware of that. And for anybody traveling West River, you know, just continue to leave some space between the motorcycles and you. Or if you're out here riding, just be aware of the terrain and topography that you're driving in. And really just having some time and patience to get through the area. We have continued to reduce the interstate speed between Rapid City and Sturgis at 65 miles an hour. And it's busy out here, and we just ask that people allow themselves some time to get your destination and pay attention to what's going on around you.
Yeah, that sounds like common sense. And if you've been out there during the rally, it's difficult to put into practice, but take that deep breath and do the right thing. I'll be glad that you did. Captain Kettering, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Laura.